Federal agents arrested two men in Arlington, Virginia yesterday for perpetrating a massive immigration scheme. The two allegedly filed phony applications for labor certifications for nearly 2,700 immigrants, charged the immigrants $8,000 for each application, and collected somewhere between $10 and $20 million over the past 18 months. Tom Jackman reported the story in today's Washington Post. He joins us now. Welcome, Mr. Jackman.
Hi there.
First of all, who were these people who were arrested, and how did this alleged scheme work?
The people arrested yesterday were Samuel Kuritsky from Arlington and Ronald Bogardis from Arlington. Mr. Kuritsky was an immigration lawyer who's had a practice for a long time in Arlington, and he actually has offices in Maryland and D.C., and apparently has people recruiting immigrants for him in Asia and Central America as well. His conspirator, Mr. Bogardis, is an engineer for the State Department who helps them maintain buildings. Mr. Kuritsky, the lawyer, knew the ins and outs of the law and filed applications with the Labor Department for an immigrant to come in and work in this country because there was no Americans that want that job. And Mr. Bogardis, his role was to find restaurants or car dealerships in Northern Virginia that they could put down on the application that would say, this Applebee's restaurant needs Tom Jackman from El Salvador to come in and be a cook because we can't find any Americans here in this country that want to be a cook at the Chili's. And when the Labor Department gives you that certification, then Tom Jackman can get a visa and become a permanent resident of the country. However, that restaurant, that Applebee's or that Chili's or that Hooters, didn't know that they were being used in this process. And these guys were filing these at an incredible rate. And in about 18 months, they filed 2,700 of these.
Mm-hmm. And you say in your story that the two men sent fraudulent applications from one local diner for a total of 184 short-order cooks.
Right.
How could authorities not get suspicious of that?
I asked that question of a number of authorities yesterday, and nobody really had an answer. They don't really have a way to check. The Labor Department doesn't check. The local state is supposed to look at an application from Chili's and say, I wonder if there really are any Americans that can do this job, and then certify it's okay to import people, but somehow there's nobody, no computer program, no person to give it a second check and say, wow, 184 cooks at the Silver Diner, they really must have heavy turnover. Nobody's doing that.
Mm-hmm. And it goes from the state and then to the U.S. Labor Department, and the INS gets involved as well, right?
Right. And the INS says, well, you know, once these people come to us and the Labor Department has said they're needed, you know, we don't really question their certification. They're the ones that do it. So there's a lot of, oh no, it was that agency going around right now.
Mm-hmm. And the scheme came to light not because someone in one of these agencies noticed anything funny, but because a bureaucrat made a mistake. Isn't
that
right?
Actually, one of the certifications, which was supposed to be sent back to the lawyer, went to a Chili's restaurant in Springfield, Virginia, and the restaurant called either the Labor Department or the Justice Department and said, I didn't put in any certification for this guy. I don't need any cooks. And between the two Chili's restaurants in Northern Virginia, there had been 230 applications.
Hmm. Did the immigrants know they were paying for fraudulent work certificates, or did they think these men were running a legitimate business?
They kind of knew, but they're here. They're here illegally, and they want to get their green card. Some of them, a number of them, have been contacted by the investigators and are cooperating in hopes of, you know, either being allowed to stay in this country or being allowed to reapply without penalty. But they knew they weren't going to work at the Silver Diner.
Mm-hmm. Is it likely they'll be deported, do you think?
It seems unlikely if the INS was unable to figure out that this was happening, that they would then spend the manpower and the time to go back and figure out who had gotten in here illegally and then start deportation proceedings. It's possible, but unlikely.
Any idea how widespread this kind of scam is? Is it going on all over the country?
I'm hearing from people that know about this a lot better than I that it is going on all over the country and that it's easily done. It probably just isn't done on this scale, so no one notices.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
Tom Jackman is a reporter for The Washington Post.